It was a showdown of showdowns this week, and a gun was involved, and a bunch of folks came back. Grab a drink. Bold Breakdown is next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, my music. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys, it's Sunday night. It's the last soap of the soap block here at AfterBuzz TV. It's the Bold Breakdown, the Bold People After Show. I'm James Todd Jr. That's who I am. And I'm looking in here, and I'm seeing my folks populating in here. Michelle D, Amber's Baby, Makisha Taylor. Good. You guys are coming in. More of you guys will come in as we come on. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are here at the end of the evening to watch me and talk about this soap that was so good last week. It was so good. That surprise Friday ending. I had no idea it was going to happen. So, yes, we are ready. And here we go at the end of the song. And I love it. That's right. I love it, love it, love it, you guys. Hi, happy Sunday to you guys. And we're in middle of July, and it's working out. I told you this whole month I am here every Sunday. 5 Sundays you get to have me. It's crazy. And I'm working on some guests for the next couple of Sundays. So stay tuned for that. I also just want to tell you, follow us on iTunes and YouTube, SoundCloud, AfterBuzz TV. Go to Bold and the Beautiful After Show, and you'll find all the Bold Breakdown episodes there. We're there. And also go to JLJ Media and on YouTube, or go to iTunes. You'll find our Bold and Beautiful Rewind and other things I do for Bold and Beautiful. I just want to give a shout out to our new co-host on Restless Wrap Up, Rachel Goodman. She is now a co-host with Abby. I know a lot of you guys watch both shows. This one, they're both on CBS. And so she's now a part of our Soap Block family. And so I want to just give her a shout out and say thank you to her coming on. They say, things are changing, you guys. We're working it out here. We've been doing a Soap Block for 2 years now, and all the various shows, and it's kind of interesting. GH Report next week has its 100th episode. That's next week on GH Report, so it's kind of crazy. And I'll be on Audition Days next Sunday talking about the new writing that's happening on the show this week. I'm very excited. My lot in Los Angeles, which is my segment I always do about things in L.A. and kind of products or places that I like, it's about me. I'm a lot in Los Angeles. And as many of you know, I'm an author. I have 7 books out now. My last two that just came out are the ones I actually want to promote. The first one is called The Pill Part 2, What? I started this whole thing called The Really Short Story Project. They're all short stories. So these books are really inexpensive. They're quick, easy reads. They're fun. They're interesting, thought-provoking. And The Pill is actually a series that's a spinoff series of a story I did in my first book. Called 54 Stories. And it's a story called The Pill. People totally loved that story. They wanted more. So part one came out earlier this month, and part two is out now. More parts are coming out. So this story gets a little twisted. Read it. It's fun. It's called The Pill Part 2, What? And then I released my first autobiographical books. It's a short story called Who Put the Funhouse Mirror in My Bathroom? And it's about my realization about my own weight gain and loss. I go up and down in weight all the time, my whole life, and I decided to write a book about a realization I had about that. And it's a quick read. If you have weight issues, and know somebody who does, it's funny, it's poignant. I give a couple of tips. It's just something that I came to in my life, and it actually has calmed me down now in terms of how I feel about myself. It's just you're important. You're beautiful. You're important, and no matter what size you are. But I one day literally saw myself and I said, "Who is the funhouse mirror in my bathroom?" So if you want it, you should get it. It's a fun book. And those of you who have bought my books, thank you so much. I'm completely humbled by that, because I write these, I enjoy writing them, and I hope that they make a difference to some of you guys out there. So those are 2 books that are out. All 7 are out. They're on Amazon, they're available on Kindle, and they're available on paperback. So, yeah, thank you guys. Thank you so much. Andrew, you should probably be a co-host for a Bold Breakdown with me. We wouldn't agree on everything, but we love each other, so just come on. But you guys are my co-host in the chat room. I see Cheyenne, you're here. Yes, you're here. You're not too late. And Michelle D is right here. Thank you. Thank you guys for the encouragement. With the stuff that I do. You know, I have songs out, I have books out. These are just things I like to do. My thing is, you have a dream, go for it. Try it. Why? You have nothing to lose. And nowadays, it's much easier to get content out there without needing a big corporation to do it. With the advent of YouTube and SoundCloud and Spreaker.com, and you can do it on your own. If you need any advice, you can ask me and I'll help you along, because it's kind of good. So thank you. It's been a lot of fun. Now, before we start getting into the week that was, people have been asking me questions, and I talk to you guys on social media. I try to bring you what you asked for, so give you some more clarification. Here is a bold flashback. It is Sheila's last scene on Young and the Restless as played by Kimberly Brown back in 2006.
Thank God your people were able to come and get me. You're a lifesaver. You always have been. I have to ask for your help again. It's gonna be the biggest test of your talents yet. I want you to make me look like this.
I mean, this is 2006. That's crazy. And as you guys know, later, Michelle Stavert played her, and there was a whole big thing. But that was her last actual scene on Young and the Restless back in 2006. That was last on there. So I have a couple more clips to show you that are related to her, because people have been asking me, I don't know about this and this Sheila, about Sheila and this and that. And it's kind of because they really amped up her role this week. I mean, completely, yes, they amped up her role this week. So on Monday, as we talk about Monday and Tuesday, RJ will live. So the whole thing is, Coco is almost cussed. I caught myself. She's S-ing on herself. You know what that means. Then nobody finds out what really happened. They're really keeping it a secret. It's so funny. Like, they're keeping it like, she can't, everybody's nervous. She doesn't want anybody looking at her a bad way. It's her fault they got into the accident, first of all. Brooke wants to know what's going on. Everybody wants to know what's going on. But RJ's going to live. And so it's gonna be fine. I think, you know, and Lieutenant Baker comes on, our friend Dan Martin, when he really questions them too. I mean, it's just funny because it's a timely storyline. I see people texting all the time here in LA. I mean, I got into an accident almost not too long ago. I was in a car accident, but now I also got into another accident because the guy was texting and he shot out of the in the street looking down at his phone. There'll be cars driving slow. And you're like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, they stop because they don't know where they are. They're looking at their phone. It's an epidemic. And I think it's just so sad. It's dangerous. And now I'm seeing people who actually are Snapchatting while they're driving or Instagram storying while they're driving. I'm like, how do you do that when the phone's in your hand and you're trying? I'm like, it makes me nervous. Makes me nervous. Well, hi, Stormy Woods. You're in here. And, of course, look over. And let's see. You don't really see a point to Coco and JJ. It doesn't work for you. Well, the point is they're supposed to be a young love story. That's actually the point of the show. They come from rivaling families. But I understand for you they don't work for you. So I see that. But that's the whole that premise of all that, right? That it's supposed to be that. It works for me. I like it. I like them together. And I think it works for me. No one's point to them. Oh, you guys are like, wow, you guys are just attacking. People do like the characters. They do. Just you guys don't, but they do. My thing is with the storyline, it is timely, and at least it's something different than like a love triangle. You know, Bold Beautiful will do a love triangle to death. And it's just something different. So it's not really a conflict between two of them, but it's just like, Coco's a good girl, but she did a bad thing, or a thing that wasn't so good, which could give some complexity. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's something interesting there. And Thomas and Sally find out, but why didn't he go to the hospital? That's their sister and his brother. I don't know why they didn't go to the hospital. They're so busy kind of making out with each other, I guess. They just didn't go to the hospital. But on Tuesday, people came back. On Tuesday, it was like a whole new show. Caroline returns with Douglas. Now, we knew Lindsay Goffey was coming back. She had been let go, and then they brought her back. And so I think it's so interesting with her darker hair. And oh, my God, little Douglas is cute. The babies who play Douglas are so cute. And so there's Steffi sitting there. And our friend Lindsay Godfrey, of course, doing her thing as Caroline Spencer. It was good to see her. And Thomas is a father, and it's good. And I hope she runs in the Ridge. I mean, okay, so hopefully that happens, you know. So, and that was going on. The Spectre gang was back. We saw Darlita. We saw Saul. He keeps calling Thomas Mr. Pex and Golden Boy. Shirley, our friend of the show, Pshika Darbo, we saw her. And they all find out that Caroline is back. So, of course, everybody's just kind of buzzing. And, you know, Sally is kind of feeling like she's trying to not be too threatened by it. But, of course, she's thinking about it. I mean, she naturally is thinking about it. So, I don't know. That's kind of crazy. And so I think it's really interesting. Let's see what's going on here. Let me see the chat room, what's going on. Michelle, I think I'm starting to like Coco better than Sally Thomas romance. That's funny. There are folks who don't like Sally and Thomas together, which I don't mind them together. I think they're fine together. But, you know, a triangle, of course, is Bold Beautiful's way. So, let's see. Oh, Terrell. Hi, Terrell Bellinger. Great name. If they can do it, bringing back Sheila, why can't I bring it back? Oh, so you're talking about Amber. Oh, I'd love to have Adrienne Franz come back. I don't know what she's doing these days, but she'd be great to have her come back. Thomas and Sally are too self-involved. I was surprised not to see them at the hospital. But I would say they were very much, well, that's the whole week they were making out with each other. So that's kind of fun. Yes, we do love some Caroline. I'm glad she's back too. Great actress. Lindsay Gumby's a great actress, so we'd love to see that. No one cares about, you guys are just like, no one cares about, you guys are too funny tonight. That they don't care about Tom. People do like Thomas and Sally too. Hello. You guys are funny. The funny part though was Charlie and Sheila. They're so funny together. And Sheila's always good when she's blackmailing somebody. And he doesn't want anybody to mention him because he'll mess up him and Pam. And Sheila's like, you want to make some more money? And basically pay for my hotel room. And she's laughing at the end because he's like, no, I'm not paying for a hotel room. And then he's like, and she's like, well, then I guess my silence won't be silent anymore. And he's like, dang it. And we find out that Steffi brought back Caroline, which anybody surprised? Not surprised at all. And she was at the same hotel as Eric. Of course, by accident. I don't know how that happened. I just don't know what happened there. It's by accident. Even he's like, I'm not buying that at first. Mm-hmm. But he's drunk. Homeboy was having it. John McCook, oh my God, again. Talk about Emmy Reel. He has so much to choose from for the Emmys next year. He has so much material to choose from. He's so, so good. It's crazy. But yes, I like Amber. I wouldn't have no problem having Ambrosia Moore back. I have no idea. Because she can totally mess up Rick and Maya. She can do a lot of damage to everybody. I know Sheila is the queen of blackmailing Taylor Jones. I agree with that. Okay, so this is a little quick promo I found online for another Bold flashback. It's Sheila's crossover promo from 1992 when she was going from Young and the Restless to Bold and Beautiful, the famous, most famous crossover storyline ever in soaps. Here's a clip of that.
To Scott and Laura on The Young and the Restless.
Sheila, go!
You're going to hate...
Stay away from my baby.
...what she's doing now.
Sorry, Judy. There's just not enough room around here for the both of us.
On The Bold and the Beautiful.
I love it. You know, she's a nurse. And they kept bringing the nurse thing up this week, too, with Sheila and the nanny and stuff. She was, oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. So I hope they cross her back over to Young and Restless, of course. That should be good. That was a fun little clip. So on Wednesday, we had, everybody was worried about Eric. Because I was thinking, he went away. I thought he was with Sheila, actually. So it was really interesting to find out that he wasn't with Sheila. He ushered himself out into, I guess, her hotel room, and she went. Yes, the legendary storyline. Yes, it was. I mean, it's Ivy, Katie, Ridge, Brooke, and Quinn. All folks knew what was going on, and they're all trying to find out who told Sheila. Oh, that was hilarious. And the Spencers were together. We had Bill, Liam, Wyatt, and Steffi talking. Bill is hilarious. Him and that skyscraper. Oh, my God. It's so funny. But Stephanie tries to tell him, like, you know, first they'll call him the dressmaker and all this stuff. Trying to tell, be nice to Thomas because of Caroline. But also, they're talking about the whole spectrum. The one thing they have in common, the Forresters and the Spencers, they do not want the Spectres to succeed. And this thing happening. They're going to Monte Carlo soon. They're having this kind of fashion duel. And Bill's like, I'm sorry, Steffi, I can't promise you. I have my own plans in place. He can't promise you he's not going to do anything. I said it's kind of like, well, I don't want you to do anything, but in the same token, if it gets rid of Sally and the Spectres, she's not too pissed, obviously. So that should be interesting to see where they all go to the Spectres Summit, which they always film live in Monte Carlo. We'll see what happens. Then Eric and Sheila. He's like not buying anything she's selling at first, but he's so broken. And when she mentions the meds, because she's Nurse Sheila, I was like, yeah, that's a little tie into history. And but then Sheila going to the house. I'll go to the house for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm like, she'll go to the house. And then at the very end of the episode on Wednesday, Quinn grabs Sheila again. And she's like, don't you touch me. Oh, my God. I can tell you, Wednesday I was so excited. Because I was like, okay, this is going to be a showdown that we've been waiting for. And it's funny because it's not nice person versus evil person. It's two bad people. Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. Cheyenne, let's see. Caroline irks me so much. Caroline married both Rick and Thomas' father. They're trying to make it seem like Thomas raped her, and now she loves Thomas. Well, the thing is, you know, in this family, they all go from brother to brother, and uncle and father and cousin. They are very incestuous on Bold and Beautiful. You know that. My last flashback is someone asked me for this. In fact, I worked on a name somewhere. I can't find the name. This is Sheila's first scene. Very first scene on Bold and Beautiful. She had supposedly died in a fire on Young and the Restless, so we thought she was gone. Here's her first scene in 1992. This is a long time ago. Next.
Yes, Trish. Sheila Carter? Oh, yes, the woman applying for the nursing position. Yeah, show her in. Be with you in a moment, Ms. Carter. Come in, sit down.
There she is. Yeah, young she is. That's what I show that. It's just like, that's her very first scene. And we had no idea, of course, what was in store for us. Again, such a legendary crossover event that went on for years and still to this day is going on and has like storyline possibilities on two shows. That's how brilliant. I would love to have talked to people back then who were writers on both shows, directors on both shows, like how they I mean, they're in the same studio. They're across the hall from each other, so that part's easy. But like, how did they... that's crazy. I don't know. They need a nurse for the baby. I think it was baby Bridget or Rick. I can't remember if it was Bridget or Brick. I think it was baby Rick, maybe. It was for Brooke and Eric. That's the baby. They needed a nanny for, a nurse for. It was Taylor. Yeah, it was just, oh my God. Okay, so we go to Thursday. Quinn and Sheila are fighting. They are trading barbs. I've changed. No, I've changed. I've changed. No, I've changed. You get a change, and you get a change, and you've changed. Yeah, right. I mean, they're all just whatever. Yeah, Kimberly is an icon in the soap world. So it's good, too, these days. And when she was like, we weren't perfect wives. They're like, that's an understatement. They were throwing each other's past each other's faces. And she's trying to grab the bag. And you could hear the pills inside. Great use of sound or for real. There was like from the bag. She thought she felt a purse in Sheila's bag. So Quinn was a little freaked out. Sheila turned it off and said, no, it's not it. Sheila threatened Quinn. I was just like, Quinn's like, I'm not intimidated by you. I'm like, you should be Quinn. But I mean, Quinn's, that's the thing. They both are like, they've both done things in the past that were crazy talk and were fearless. So as you guys, we've talked about this before on the show with you guys, like who would win in a fight? I mean, Sheila or Quinn, I guess. I don't know either. I mean, part of me says Sheila because she's really old school, but Quinn's no slouch either. So, meanwhile, Brooke and Ridge are talking about like who, like Sheila's dangerous. Well, how does Sheila find out? Caroline and Steffi, and we had a new character named Patrice, I guess, or not a new character, she was, I guess, an assistant. Steffi tells Caroline to talk to Thomas, tell how I feel. Because you know Steffi has her agenda. Thomas and Sally are kissing. They're in summertime. It is hot in L.A. right now. It is hot in L.A. So, you know, it's kind of crazy. I don't think she's changed either. I'm trying to figure out what her end game is with Eric. Because you saw her, when Eric passed out, her kissing him on the forehead. And just like, She declares she cares about him. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what her end game is too. I don't know. Then Sally and Steffi have a little rundown, sending Lady Spencer and her son. She accuses Steffi. So he plays like, I don't know. That's his son he needs to get time with. But she's the mother of his child. And of course, Steffi plays it off. But it says at the very end, of course, I won't get you out of my life. So once and for all. So it's obviously Sally's. I'm glad Sally's smart enough to figure that out. That Caroline's back for a reason. That's not just an altruistic reason that she just came back. So I think that's really kind of smart. Stormy Wood says neither of them have changed. The battle of crazy. I agree with you on that one, Stormy. The whole entire Sheila coming back storyline. Oh, sorry. I don't believe Sheila's changed. She came back from the dead, married to a prince. Oh, Taylor. That's the whole storyline there. They mentioned Taylor. That's what's so funny. On Friday, that's just right to Friday. They haven't told you, right, Terrell? They have not told her. It's so, like Quinn's trying to play it off. Has not told her what happened between Eric and her, but just that he needs that Sheila has her, which is crazy enough. That's reason enough to try to find a grandfather. But Liam was with her, and Steffi has a gun. But I love that Steffi brought up Taylor, and it was like, well, she took all those years away from us, my mother, and she mentioned Phoebe. Taylor has a twin sister, folks. They never mention her. And I think I'm going to do that thing on her because no one ever mentions her. And Phoebe was on the show, and they never mentioned her. It's like, poor Phoebe. But she mentioned her. Liam does some stuff on the computer. They find Sheila. Meanwhile, Sheila gives Eric his meds. Caroline says she made a mistake to Thomas. A little Douglas, so cute. Steffi and Liam... They see Sheila, and Steffi's like, oh, my God, you are back. Sheila's like, get out of here, leave, blah, blah. Eric just lets her to kind of run things. She goes in her purse. I was shocked when I saw this. Sheila goes in her purse. Steffi pulls out her gun. Thinks she's going to grab a gun and shoot Sheila. Sheila's been shot. That's how Friday and that's how the weekend. And I was like, I didn't see that coming at all. I mean, at all. That was crazy. So I'm kind of... I want to see what you guys singing here. Let's see. Sally tried to challenge the queen. She's going to lose. Phoebe, my favorite. Remember Phoebe? What was her name? Mackenzie Mari, I think her name was. She was great. I'm trying to find her. Let me get her in here. I'm trying to find her. She was great because she could sing. When Kyle Lauder, my buddy, who I'm friends with, who played Rick at the time, they would sing together on the show. She was a good twin. Like, dang it. Steffi, did you miss your twin? They never mention her. Steffi's going to find out. Wait till Steffi really finds out. She's going to be so mad at Quinn. Steffi's the first to mention when she lived in Taylor. Steffi lost years of her mother, yes. I cried her death. What the hell? Trigger figure Steffi. I'm here for it, pal, pal. Sheila, Quinn, and Steffi have all killed people. Yes, they have. This was a missed opportunity to bring Taylor after Sheila has done to be there for Steffi. Yeah, I know. I wish they never killed off Phoebe also, Terrell. I wish they didn't either. Yeah, Steffi is going to go. She is going to go off when she finds out. Yep, Steffi had Stephanie's gun. That's right. Her grandmother had a grandmother's gun or whatever how it was. Yes. I don't know what's going on with her Tylo. I don't know what her last name is. I think she has to do her last name now. She did Queens of Drama a few years ago. I don't know if she's acting. I don't know if she's open to come back to Bold and Beautiful. I have no idea. It's the 30th anniversary. I'm surprised she hasn't kind of come through. She's been there for Steffi's wedding. So I have no idea what the relationship is with them and what that means. I don't know. But I'd love to see her come back. Taylor's an integral part of the show. But again, the show, which we complain about the other shows are an hour long, there's enough characters and characters on the canvas. So we have to kind of like just be calm, I guess, and just kind of be happy with the ones we have. It's only a flesh room. She'll be okay. Probably. I mean, they had her collapse, of course, for dramatic effect. Phoebe was a great character. She was. I might do a little something on Phoebe this week. So stay tuned on that. I do a podcast called B&B Rewind. Maybe I'll do it on her. And we'll talk about some Phoebe. I mean, maybe we'll do that. That'd be some kind of fun. Because she was a great character. And we'll talk about that. You guys, that was your Bold Breakdown. Is there anything else you guys have in there that... I'm just see what else is in here. If there's anything going on. I'm so glad you guys joined me. I love doing this on Sunday nights with you guys. You guys are so... The show's only a half hour long. I watch it... If I watch all episodes in one sitting, I can do it an hour and a half. How many times can you do that? Five episodes. And you guys are so good during the week. You tweet and you at me and you go on the page. The page, I mean, people are giving us more numbers. It's great. You guys show up here in the chat room. You guys are my co-hosts. Show up in the chat room. And you guys talk to each other. And it feels like a really family-oriented thing. We come together every Sunday. And yes. So I'm going to do it on Phoebe. And so that'll be, you just go to our Facebook page and you'll know when it's coming. It should come out probably Thursday. I'll record it and we'll do it on Thursday and we'll, but I'm gonna actually look for the actress and see if I can get her on the show. Right? I mean, why not? It's about her time on the show. She's important. She's a Forrester. Right? Yeah. So we should do that. The Katie Brooks storyline. Yes. There's like some good stuff. So, I mean, Terrell, good to see that you're in here. Cause like I said, I don't remember your name from last time. So if you're a newer watcher or first time, chat roomer, I'm glad. Yeah, tell people who watch the show, go to chat room with us. I read your comments. I see you guys all the time on here, and it adds to the excitement, and we're all part of the same team. I wish Brad would just bring back more fan favorites. I'm wondering, Amber's Baby, if because the 30th anniversary is probably going all year. Your Hustle did the same thing on their 50th, and Days of Our Lives did the same thing on their 50th. I wonder if we have more to come because you know James Warwick's coming back. Cause we know that's coming back. But I wonder if anybody else is going to come back. So maybe Amber's going to come back. Maybe Taylor. I mean, who knows? Mackenzie Mawzy. That's what. Okay, I think that's what it is. Okay, thank you, Taylor Jones. I think that's the name. Yes, I could. I'm like Maury. I'm thinking of Taj Maury and the twins. But yes, I mean they may bring them back to her. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's all timing. You don't know what people are doing outside of the shows. They could be doing stuff. But I'm working on people on the show myself. I got a bunch of people that I'm working on, past and present, to come on this show. And right now, it's all about timing. The great thing about a lot of people who are on the weekends, they do a lot of charity events. They go all over the country. So a lot of times they're doing that for you fans out there who are across the country. That's when they can't be on the show. So I have to wait till they come back into the studio, back to Los Angeles. I miss Daisy, but Kristen Lloyd is doing amazing on Broadway. Yes, she's busy. I forgot which musical she's in. I forgot what she's in. But yeah, Daisy was great too. I mean, there's this. I mean, I miss Texas Battle. There's a lot of people who play Marcus. I mean, yeah, Daisy and Marcus. I mean, I miss them. I know. I miss all of them. And I wish that they were, you know, come back on. An Embarrassment of Riches. They had a lot of people on here. There's an Embarrassment of Riches. And the 30th anniversary is not over yet. We're only in July. They started this early this year. So there might be some more surprises, I guess. Yes. Oh, yeah, Dear Evan Hansen, which I want to see. I want to see that, of course. You guys, follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube under the Bold and Beautiful After Show. Under Bold Breakdown, go to our Facebook page, The Bold Breakdown, and go ahead and like that page, too. I post all kinds of news and stuff on there. The shows we posted on there, the BB Rewind we posted on there, so you'll see that. There'll be a new episode this week. And I heard rumors about Hope. They might be recasting Hope. Kim Atula's busy too right now. She's busy doing. A lot of them go on to do other work, so they're busy doing other work. Also, all our AfterBuzz soap block is here. It's Dish and Days, GH Report, Restless Wrap Up, and Bold Breakdown every Sunday, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on AfterBuzz TV. Those shows are great. Like I said, next week I'll be on Dish and Days. GH Report has 100th episode. Restless Wrap-Up is still going on, of course, that day. And then Bold Breakdown back here again. You guys, I love you guys. You can follow me at James Law Jr., where all James Law Jr.'s are sold. And that's at James Law Jr. That's everywhere. You can go to my fan page on Facebook, which is James Law Jr. And my YouTube channel is JLJ Media. My SoundCloud page is James Law Jr. My speaker page is JLJ Media. And I'm on iTunes also. So my books, TV shows, songs, everything. Everything's everywhere. You can find me just at James Law Jr. And you guys have a great week this week. I hope you guys have a really good week, wherever you are, surviving the weather, wherever you are. And next Sunday, I'll be back. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.